When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Nate, hello again.
Hello, Mike. It's nice seeing you again. Yes. Always a pleasure.
It's fire.
Fire, as they say.
Yes, they do say that. I don't know who says that. I do not. Actually, one of the younger guys that I work with said something was fire today. So, I don't know
what that means.
Yeah, I don't really bet on a lot of stuff, but one thing I will bet on is rookies with upside third, fourth, fifth round picks. And I will say this, you know, it's all well and fine to hear it from our mouth, beautiful, beautiful mouths, but the best way to see the information in person, payhip.com/dynastyrewind, get yourself a copy of our 2024 rookie draft guide. It is beautiful. And hey, if you want to get that and some extra benefits, patreon.com/dynastyrewind. Join the $10 tier. You get all that. You get rankings. You get bonus pods. You get a free copy of the guide. You do all that too. And if you just want to check out the Discord for a week for free, you can do a free 1 week trial and maybe upgrade later. It's that easy. Have some fun with it. Ask some questions. You get to DM me and I will respond with a voice message because I hate typing.
Like your own little podcast.
That's my new thing. If somebody asks me a question, it's just so much faster for me to respond with a voice message instead of just standing there like yeah, plus I'm out on the shop floor now, so yeah. I could just put my phone out, look like I'm working, rip out a quick voice message, and then I get to respond, you get your answer. I hope to see you in the Patreon Discord. If not, Nate will be really, really sad. But today we're going to be stashing some rookies. Like I said, third, fourth, fifth rounds. These rounds, you know, we're not going to really get any starters out of here for this year. Sometimes you get lucky. Remember, Terry McLaurin was a late round rookie draft pick as well. But Nate, who is the first player that you are stashing?
Yeah, one of my favorite stashes in the rookie drafts this year right now is Ray Davis, currently going at Dynasty Rewind ADP of 308. So, you know, this is not a hard pick to acquire. You can pick up a mid to late third round pretty cheap these days. Well, more expensive these days than before, probably, but still not too hard. And with Ray Davis, you got James Cook there in the backfield in Buffalo. But outside of that, Ray Davis steps right into the Latavius Murray role, which should put him in for about 100 carries, which as a rookie backup, I'm feeling pretty good about that, especially because if you look at the Buffalo Bills last year, in the second half of the season, you know, after they changed their offense a little bit, they ran the ball a lot more. Starting from week 10 against the Minnesota Vikings and on to the rest of the season, there was only one game that they ran less than 25 times. Meanwhile, at the beginning of the season through the first half, there was only two games where they ran more than 25 times. So this change in philosophy of their team, and we saw it this year in the offseason as well, as they moved on from Stephon Diggs, they're going to probably play a bit more through the ground moving forward. And that's why they went and got a guy like Ray Davis, who has been extremely productive in his college career and culminated with this last year at Kentucky, when he had 3.81 yards after contact per attempt, which was a career high, and a career high by far, and one of the best numbers in the NCAA. This is a guy who is powerful, hard to take down, in a great complement to James Cook. I like this backfield that they got going on. I think Ray Davis in the third round, he's going to be someone you can put into your flex spot more often than you probably think right now. So a guy that you can go acquire for a 308. And for the 308, I'd move a guy like J.K. Dobbins, who we talked about in the last podcast, don't have a lot of faith in. Or if you need to move someone who's not injured or coming off an injury, Tyler Allgeier. Go find the Bijan Robinson owner, see if they have a late third, and offer him Tyler Allgeier. I mean, most times they'll probably take that based on their team need. You get Ray Davis, they're going to be happy with that.
I will say, to add to your point as well, Ty Johnson got 30 carries last year. Okay, he's still there. But Latavius Murray, Damian Harris, who retired, and yep. Leonard Fournette, who should retire, if we combine their carries, let's say we combine everything they did just carry-wise and give that to Ray Davis, that is 114 carries right off the rip. Not a ton of receptions. We're talking about 19 receptions. So not a ton there, but still a path to touches.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's not unheard of. I know that they did get Frank Gore Jr. as a UDFA, but he's a little – he's buried small. Right now. He's fifth on the depth chart. Darrington Evans is there as well, former one-time rookie draft darling. but I don't really – it just hasn't worked out for a good old Darrington Evans. I like the player. Probably would be better in the UFL, to be honest with you. But I'm going to go ahead, and at the 302, I'm going to pick up a ton of shares. I have been. Carolina Panthers tight end Jatavion Sanders. Yeah. Nate, I didn't have a chance to look this up. He did not test well at the combine, correct?
He didn't test badly. This is kind of like the narrative that's going around ever since the combine.
Good as what it was expected.
A lot of the idea of Jatavion Sanders was that he was going to be an athletic freak.
Okay.
And he came out and he tested good, but not great. And that disappointed a lot of people.
For me, it's film greater than testing here. And I think you and I are pretty much on the same footing with that for the most part. He gets open. He's got strong, secure hands. I mean, I think he's going to be a really good security blanket for Bryce Young. That's what young quarterbacks need. I mean, all quarterbacks need a good security blanket underneath that gets open, but especially a young guy, get the ball out quick. Although we have to say the Carolina Panthers wide receiver room is much improved over last year. They got Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett. Johnson was a trade. Xavier Leggett was a draft pick. And Jonathan Mingo is still there. Adam Thielen still there. So yet to be seen what's going to happen with Jonathan Mingo. I don't know if Adam Thielen is going to repeat. Maybe. Who knows? But
not quite, probably.
Can I move a 25 third or a couple 25 fourths to get this done, to move up to the 302? Probably not the fourth so much. You might have to add a value player on top of it. You know, I'll package up two later thirds if I have to. You're moving up into almost the second round. Yeah. And guys that are valued around that pick too, and keep trade cut, Michael Wilson, Raheem Mostert. So you're going to be selling a lot of production up front is the only problem, but you're going to get it on the back end, we believe. And Austin Eckler, who maybe he gets a little bit of a career resurgence in Washington. I don't know. So Nate, with your next pick, Zach is about to punch through some drywall, as is his use. But who's your stash here, and what is their Dynasty Rewind ADP? Yes, I forgot to mention it. We're using Dynasty Rewind ADP for this. If you want to contribute to the ADP, patreon.com/DynastyRewind. You come mock with us. Hoff is running mocks all the time. Hoff, you're doing a great job. Just wanted to remind you of that. But, Nate, who's your stash here?
This stash is for my boy, Zach. Tyrone Tracy, the running back for the Giants, who, look, they got Devin Singletary, Mike. And you and I were just talking about him on the last podcast. Devin Singletary, everywhere he goes, he does great. Everywhere he leaves, they try to replace him. So he's the obvious RB1 there in New York. But, I mean, you probably can look at the depth chart and let us know. But I don't think there's a lot behind him. Last time I checked, there was none. Tyrone Tracy should step in to an opportunity where he's going to have touches his rookie year. And we're talking about a guy who's currently available at the 412 in DR ADP. And
practically free.
Huh? What'd you say?
He's practically free.
Practically free. Free. I mean, what's it cost to get the 412 these days?
Not much.
To tell you what, it's not much. I have on here 25 fourth, which is probably going to always get that done. Because at the 412, you're like, I'll just push it back and hope I get a better pick at that point. But to get Tyrone Tracy, you know, former wide receiver, played wide receiver for a lot of his career, and then switched to running back this past year mainly. He's actually been in college for 6 years now, and that's a little bit of a red flag in itself if he had to switch positions. But he eventually did switch to running back and performed really well with Purdue this past year. Actually, 46 missed tackles forced, Mike, on only 114 attempts. So about a missed tackle forced on 40% of his runs, which is elite. That is up there with Bijan, Javonte Williams when he's coming out of college, and Bucky Irving as some of the best at making people miss. Now, is Tyrone Tracy a great runner? And is he a natural running back? I don't think he's as good as many others in this class. But that kind of elusiveness, that kind of pass-catching ability that he offers out of the backfield, if he can become a really explosive third-down running back, you would see a lot of upside coming out of him, especially for the 4-12. You know, we always talk about running backs who catch passes. That's some of the best way to have fantasy production, some of the best way to have fantasy production consistency out of the backfield players. So Tyrone Tracy can carve out that role, which it seems like he's, you know, fit for it. Then we could see someone that you're going to be putting in your flex his rookie year. You know, there's not a lot of competition there. I don't know what they do in the future, so I don't want to invest into Tyrone Tracy long term because I don't think the future running back for the Giants is currently on that team. But in an opportunity like this where there is not a lot of competition for those third down touches, Tyrone Tracy could be the guy this year, and we could be talking about the upside that he brings. So he's a guy that I want to stash. And like I said, right now, getting a late fourth is not expensive. You move a fourth next year. You move 2 fifths this year. You move some fab. You might be able to make that happen. So Tyrone Tracy, a pretty great stash right now with upside.
You did ask about the Giants running back depth chart. We got Devin Singletary, Eric Gray, your two lead backs. Tyrone Tracy is running back three, who I agree with everything you say to a point. I think he's a career special teamer. Then after that, we have Gary Brightwell, Deion Jackson, Jayshon Corbin, and Dante Miller.
Yeah.
There could definitely be a path for touches there.
That's what we always look for, Mike, with these late round stash guys. What is the path to production? Right. And especially with these late round guys, it's hard for me to say, oh, well, 2 or 3 years from now, he's going to have production. Well, he's drafted in day three. They're going to draft another day three running back next year, another day three running back the year after that. I'm not going to project these day three running backs or wide receivers for production 2 or 3 years from now. That's just ridiculous. It's hard enough to do that with the studs, you know? Yeah, so what kind of production can we get from these guys as soon as possible? That's where the value is. Even if you don't like these guys, if there's a pathway to production that gives you an opportunity to flip them, you know, you spend a 4-12 on Tyrone Tracy, you get some opportunity, you can sell them for early third next year, make your money back and more.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to do that at the 401 because I'm going to stash Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Jalen McMillan. Like I said, his ADP, the 401. It's fantastic. So in case you're wondering, Chris Godwin is on the last official year of his deal. Technically, he signed through 2027, but 25 through 2027 are considered void years. Mike Evans getting a little bit older. Still so productive, though. Mike Evans, just put the second he retires, put that gold jacket right on him, please. We like Trey Palmer here at the Dynasty Rewind. We're Trey Palmer stands.
Yeah, sure.
But I do think Jalen McMillan is better. And I think he could also play inside, outside. He needs to run through contact a little bit better, but he's got a year where he's going to be on the bench more. He's time, get some coaching, get in the NFL weight room. He's got a nice career yak rec at the University of Washington, 5.6, Nate.
Hey, we love yak rec.
All about that yak rec here. So check this out. Right now, he's valued around guys on keep trade cut like Noah Fant, Greg Dortch. Freaking Greg Dortch, man. And Tyler Boyd, who just signed today with the Tennessee Titans. So that will change within the next few days. But, you know, like Nate alluded to earlier, in all reality, obtaining fourths is fairly easy. Bundle up a couple fourths. If you really, really want this guy, it's the 4-1, maybe like a 25 third. See if you can get the 4-1 and like a fifth back, something, or $3 fab, as I was like, dude, trade down too. If you're at the 310, you want Jalen McMillan, you think you can grab him at the 4-1, trade down to the 4-1 and get a 25 fourth on top of it.
Sure.
Yeah, just a little extra draft capital. There's nothing wrong with trading down in the later rounds too.
I like this stash, Mike, Jalen McMillan, because you know, while I haven't been the biggest fan of McMillan throughout the whole process, the day two draft capital is nice, of course.
Yeah.
And then the Bucs coaching staff has talked about how he's not just a slot receiver in their minds. He's a guy that's going to play all the different positions. And then there is the whole narrative that they're going to move Chris Godwin into the slot. That's what the coaches have been saying this past week, is that Chris Godwin's moving back into the slot.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why'd you draft Jalen McMillan if you're going to move Chris Godwin back to the slot? Well, they're saying that McMillan can play the flanker. So I find that pretty intriguing. I don't know if I fully believe that at this point, but if they do, hey, they probably know more than I do. So I am interested in Jalen McMillan more than I was before because they want to play him out there. They can play him in the slot. They think they can, you know, use him to the best of his advantage. So,
and it's okay to change your mind on a player if they get decent draft capital and a good landing spot. There's nothing wrong with that. You could be out on a player before the draft and in on him after the draft. Both things can be true.
Yeah.
So much of our focus here is protecting our assets in Dynasty, keeping the long-term vision in mind. Aura reflects this mindset with the most important assets in your life. Have you ever received a spam call or suspicious email? It's not just annoying, it's a sign of a much larger problem. Behind these unwanted communications are data brokers, websites that buy and sell your personal information without your consent. I recently did a search for my own name online and was shocked to find my information plastered across multiple data broker sites. That's when I realized just how vulnerable my online presence really was. Enter Aura. They're more than just an online security service. They're your personal bodyguard in the digital world. Aura actively identifies which data brokers are selling your info and takes swift action by sending opt-out requests on your behalf. Not only does this cut down on spam, but it also shields you and your loved ones from potential cyber threats and hackers. Think about it. Your address, email, health records, even details about your family are all out there for anyone to exploit. But Aura doesn't just stop at protection. They offer unparalleled convenience, too. With their comprehensive suite of tools, including antivirus, VPN, password management, and identity theft insurance, you can safeguard your online presence with ease from the app on your phone or desktop. It's like locking all your doors with one key. I've made the choice to take my online privacy seriously, and with Aura by my side, I have the peace of mind to focus on what truly matters. If you value your privacy as much as I do, don't wait any longer. Check out Aura today and take control of your online presence. Go to aura.com/dynastyrewind to start your 2-week free trial on us. The link will be in the description of this podcast. Don't wait. Protect yourself today.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get back to it. Nate, who is your next stash?
All right. Next up, I got 4th round running back Aldrick Estime, who got drafted by the Denver Broncos.
You love those day 3 running backs, Nate.
I guess I do. in this class, most of them are day 3 running backs. So
sadly,
that's how it goes. So currently available the 401, according to our DR ADP. And
can I just butt in right here? We must have filled this out at different times because the DR ADP is always changing. I had Jalen McMillan at the 401, and you have Aldrick Estime at the 401. So not saying that either of us is wrong. It's just if Nate and I fill it out at different times, Hoff updates the ADP daily. So
where he's sitting right now. Aldrick Estime has fallen to the 404.
Even better for you.
Even worse for you. Jalen McMillan has risen to the 310 since last night.
Man,
we're catching on. Our community is catching on. That's why you got to join the Patreon. We give you a week free because we know what's going on before it even happens.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry, Nate. I just wanted to clear up any possible discrepancies, please.
No, I appreciate that. Always a nice opportunity to plug the Patreon. I love that. So here we got Aldrick Estime. We've talked about him before. 5'11", 227 pounds. He is a big guy. And in the last podcast, while we were talking about Javonte, you know, Aldrick Estime, he's got that build to run between the tackles, be a bruiser, be someone that you can use along the goal line. And he also has enough speed at the end of the day to break off some big plays too. You know, last year he had 38 runs of 10 plus yards. He also had 22 runs of 15 or more yards. So he is explosive despite being, you know, more of a bruising back. So Sean Payton goes and drafts Aldrick Estime, and Javonte's in the last year of his contract. And Sean Payton loves the idea of using Aldrick Estime on the first down, the second down, not really as a receiving back, which is fine. I don't think any of us really projected Estime to be a receiving back at the next level. He could do it at the college level, but when you get to the pros, you need someone who's really good at catching the ball and explosive after the catch. You're not going to just throw Aldrick Estime in there unless you have to. So Aldrick Estime in that kind of build and that kind of role for this team, I think it's going to be valuable. And going to start to eat away at Javonte Williams' opportunities in that backfield. I don't think it's going to be a ton. I think they're going to try to run Javonte as much as they can with the last year's contract. But right now, outside of Aldrick Estime, there's not much in this running back backfield moving forward after 2024. Like I said, Javonte is on the last year of his rookie contract. Samaje Perine, a likely cap casualty this season. And then we have undrafted free agent Blake Watson, and we have Jaleel McLaughlin back there. So right now, Aldrick Estime could be the RB1A or 1B of whatever that backfield looks like in 2025. So you stash him right now. You put Aldrick Estime probably on your taxi squad. You probably don't even need to start him at all this year. But you're going to have an opportunity to either hold on to him for some production next year or maybe even sell him. Because if you get him for a fourth right now, you probably can throw him for a third next year once Javonte moves on, once we're looking at that backfield. And if they go and draft somebody else to match up with Aldrick Estime, then you can keep him. You can throw him in your flex play when they're playing a good bad defense, because I don't know how good this Broncos team's really going to be.
I guess we will see. So, quite interesting. But I'm going to stash New Orleans Saints wide receiver Bub Means. I love me some Bub from the limited film I can find on him. When I filled the sheet out, he was at the 512. He's free now because his current ADP is the 603. Not many leagues have six-round drafts, which tells me that you can get him as a UDFA. So he's basically a fab buck at this point, maybe too. He's not the best pure route runner. I think he's a good downfield threat. Mm-hmm. He's fairly productive with the ball in his hands. A career A dot, Nate, of 16.9 and above average yak rec of 5.5. Stat-wise, not a ton there, but he's a good player that was always on a bad team. It feels those things happen. He's a two-star prospect and a three-star transfer prospect, in case you're wondering. Check out the New Orleans Saints depth chart, by the way. Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and A.T. Perry are in front of him. So
that's a great trio right there, Mike. Come on.
There's a possibility of him getting some snaps. I'm not going to say right away, but fairly soon. You could trade back from the fourth for a couple of 24 fifths. You know, people tend to collect a lot of fifth-round picks. I used to. For whatever reason, I didn't have a lot of late-round picks this year, especially in leagues where I was doing well. I tried to just use whatever I could to win the championship. Hey, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Ben Swarnick, a 25-4th, or Tim Patrick.
He's still kicking around, apparently.
He's still kicking. Every once in a while, you see somebody pop up, and you're like, that guy's still in the league? You know what I mean? It's like, but these guys are still out there. So I did correct any ADP disparities moving forward, but Nate, your guy stayed the same.
Really? I'm surprised. He's probably moving down the board because Malik Washington, who I thought could be the wide receiver 3 for the Miami Dolphins, well, Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Dolphins, so I guess Malik Washington now moves to the wide receiver 4. But I'll tell you, as a Ravens fan, OBJ is probably going to miss some time at some point. So Malik Washington will have an opportunity this year. Currently going at the 411, which you can go acquire for a 25-4th, no problem. Malik Washington is someone I'm really, really excited about. He dropped farther in the draft than I thought he would. But, hey, I can say the Dolphins were really excited to get him. Apparently Mike McDaniel was bothering his GM for multiple rounds, saying, hey, you got to go get this guy. Go to get this guy. Get this guy. He finally did. He was super excited to get him in there. He told him, hey, you're going to have opportunity right away. We're going to let you go and grab this position, this slot role, if you want it. So they did bring in OBJ. That path to production is a little bit harder now, but still OBJ is on a one-year deal. Malik Washington is someone that I think really fits this Miami Dolphins offense. He's fast. He's elusive after the catch. You know, this is a guy that caught a lot of passes as well, so he can handle volume. When he was playing at Virginia this past year, he had a career year of 111 receptions for 1,300 yards, 84 on top of that, so almost 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns. Was one of the best graded wide receivers according to PFF with a 91 grade. So Malik Washington really broke out this year, looked great. Also, Mike, we love the yak rec, 6.4 yak rec this past season for Malik Washington. That's something he's always been good at. His career yak rec of 5.9. So fast, productive, good after the catch, gets open as well, handles a lot of catches. So, you know, he's got good hands too. Drop percent over his career of 2.5%, does not have a lot of drops. I love Malik Washington. Mike McDaniel loves Malik Washington, and he's not expensive to buy, especially now after the OBJ signing. So you can pick him up at the end of the fourth, early fifth, maybe even at this point. I love that value. Throw him in the taxi squad. If he doesn't do anything this year, that's okay. He might have an opportunity next year, depending on what the Dolphins decide to do with their wide receiver core.
So a couple of corrections. The only ADP correction that we had was your Audric Estime. All your other guys, they maintain their value. Jadeveon Sanders went from the 302 to the 304, so he's falling a little bit.
Oh.
We talked about Jalen McMillan already. We talked about Bub Means. And my next and last guy, when I filled it out, he was at the 404, bumped up a little bit to the 402. That is Los Angeles Chargers running back Kamani Vidal. We mentioned him on the last podcast. I like Gus Edwards. 2-year deal, which you know how it is with running backs.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a 1-year deal. I'm out on J.K. Dobbins. You can go back and re-listen to me telling you that he missed 42 games in 4 seasons. Man, Kamani Vidal, he's a thick boy, 5'8", 218, and he runs through contact well. How well, Nate? Do you really want to know?
I would love to.
It doesn't matter. You're going to hear it anyway. Of his 3,998 career rushing yards, 2,749 of them were after contact. That is 68.7% of his yards are after contact. That is how you become an effective running back. Okay? And for anyone that's saying, well, he played at Troy, I'd rather draft Dylan Lobb. Think about that statement that you just said. Oh, because he's a PPR back. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. 5 career games over 200 rushing yards, by the way.
It's very productive in his time.
Yeah, very productive. And right now, he's fairly affordable. The value around that pick is guys like A.J. Dillon, Juwan Johnson, Parker Washington. Don't know what's going to happen with him. Had high hopes. Not seeing it right now. You could tear up with 2 later 24 fourths or do a tear down from the late third. I mentioned that before, trading down for Jalen McMillan. You could probably make a similar deal to get Kamani Vidal as well. So, Nate, UDFA stash or pass, just a couple quick guys here. The only guy I could think of off the top of my head, I sat with the New Orleans Saints, and that was tight end Dallin Hoker.
Yeah, I'm honestly not too interested in Dallin Hoker. I mean, if you have the extra taxi slot, I love picking up these late tight ends, the ones that no one cares about, and throwing them in my taxi because they always take a year or two to develop anyway. So if you have the extra taxi slot, sure. But if you have to put Dallin Hoker on your bench anywhere, no way.
Yeah, I agree. And you had a couple guys here?
Yeah, I had 2 guys I put on here, just 2 running backs that kind of popped up for me as some undrafted free agents. And one being Blake Watson, who went to the Denver Broncos, has one of the larger guarantees for undrafted free agents. $250,000, Mike, guaranteed in his contract. That's $250,000. That's a lot of reasons to let him – well, not let him have him make the roster at the end of the day. And like I talked about, Samaje Perine, probably a cap casualty at this point. They can save about $3.5 million moving on from him before the beginning of the season. And another guy, Mike, because I had to throw him on here, we got to talk about him. Our guy, Cody Schrader. We love Cody Schrader. Went to the 49ers, and you know there's always a chance for running backs when they go to the 49ers. So someone I would, you know, in deeper leagues, I would not mind stashing on my taxi slot.
All right, beautiful. So those are our round 3, 4, 5 stashes, and in Bub Means' case, round 6, if you got a 6th round of your draft. I know some leagues do. But again, thank you for listening. So until next time, everybody, for Nate, I'm Mike. We'll see you then. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind, Thank you for listening.